He's the biggest name in the league. He just happens to be a friend of the station, a host on the station when football's being played. Who better to talk to on a tough day in the CFL than Stampeders quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell? He joins us now on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Hey, Bo, what's going on, my man?
What's going on, fellas?
Well, you know,
you having me on?
Well, we appreciate you coming on because I can't imagine this is an easy day for you. Just tell us about how the news hit you yesterday and today.
Well, I mean, I think everybody's probably got the same feeling where it was kind of expected. Just how things have kind of dragged on this past month. And, you know, if things were going to jump off to the right start, you know, I think you would see, like, kind of with the NHL and the NBA bubbles, kind of the way that they handled things. And, I mean, everything just kind of clicked, you know, when it was supposed to, and they got things done at the right time. And you know, things were on schedule. I think, you know, we just don't have, you know, the access to funds they do. And, you know, we're not driven, you know, by the same portion of money that they are. You know, they sell so much merchandise and everything. They're far, way, you know, far ahead of where we are as a CFL. You know, we're a very gate-driven league, and that makes it tough for us to run a season without our gate, without our fans. And, you know, I think it's just, it's probably heartbreaking for a lot of people, you know, fan-wise, ticket holders. You know, obviously players that rely on their jobs and staff and everybody, like you said, even down to the people that, you know, a lot of people might not be thinking about is the people that work at the stadium or, you know, volunteer or whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, it was crappy news, but, you know, I think it was kind of expected, you know, just seeing the deadline, that's the deadline, and, you know, ask this amount of money, this amount of money, and not getting it. You know, just, I don't know the, I'm not going to pretend to know the logistical side of the CFL as far as, you know, how the owners have to divvy up money to help out other teams and how they have to, you know, how they have to help to get things run and how much money each team loses or makes every single year. You know, it's not like the CFL is a cash cow. You know, it's a Canadian-driven league. It's a fan-driven league, and we love it. But, you know, it's a very tough business and something that is year to year on whether or not it's, you know, kind of profit or deficit. So, I think it's probably, you know, the right thing. If you have to take out a loan in order to run the season, I don't really see it as the right way to make it happen. So, you know, in my personal belief, I kind of thought that it wasn't going to happen and kind of felt like it was leaning towards that way. So not super surprised, but obviously, you know, disappointed because, you know, would love to, you know, put on the pads and get out there and play.
You and your teammates, like when talking to your teammates and group chats and all that type of stuff, even at McMahon's, I know a lot of guys have been working out down there. Is that kind of the overall feel that everybody's been preparing themselves mentally and emotionally for this?
Yeah, just probably for the last, I don't know, 3-4 weeks. Like, it's kind of like once you start missing, like, hey, the season has to be, we have to decide on it by this day. And we're like, and, you know, we were kind of joking. We were like, you know, before the deadline day happened, you know, a month ago, whatever it was, the first one we had, you know, one of the players joking was like, yeah, you know, they're going to come out and say, although we've had positive discussions, we have not made a decision. And literally that's what happened the next day. So we all had to laugh about that. And then we all kind of started to realize and started to set in that it's a very real possibility that the season wasn't going to happen. So, you know, it was disappointing, and guys, you know, the motivation you could see from a lot of guys for working out, showing up, and things like that, kind of withered a little bit. They started thinking about, you know, hey, I need to get a job. I need to, you know, find out where my next, you know, mortgage payment is going to come from.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of guys, and the thing is, none of us were, you know, on the opposite side of that, saying like, no, you need to be here working out no matter what. Like, it's a very personal decision. Everybody makes a lot, you know, different money in the CFL. So it was just kind of show up if you can and let's be ready, you know, if we are able to have a season. But, you know, I think that the tough part for me is that there's just so much blame being thrown around to, you know, the commissioner, the owners, the government, you know, players on not mending the CBAs. You know, there's not a pamphlet, you know, that says, hey, you know, when pandemic hits, this is what you do. You know, everything is seen in hindsight, and it's so much easier to criticize the commissioner, criticize the owners, the players, you know, based off like, oh, you're being selfish. You're only playing the 30-year games. Why do you want more money than that? Why do you want it to be guaranteed? You know, and then why are the owners not guaranteed? And I think there's just a lot of, you know, back and forth, but there's a lot of false media out there that, you know, maybe a player tells a reporter, and then, you know, that kind of gets blown out of proportion, and maybe it's not the exact 100% truth. So, you know, it was a difficult time, but, you know, I think, you know, like the league said in their statement, that it's time to look forward to 2021. And, yeah, man, I'm going to get my shoulder and body as healthy as I possibly can and, you know, use it as a blessing instead of looking at it in a bad way and just feel like I'm 25 again and come out there and, you know, kill it next year.
I was going to ask you, Bull, when's the last time you can remember that you were 100% healthy?
Oh, probably 2016, 20, yeah, like during the season 2016, I know I had a little bit of a knee injury that year, but even that didn't, like,
so I guess if you wanted to look at this positively, it's nice to go back to 100%, right? I mean, there's a good chance you enter 2021 feeling 100% for the first time in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, think about the blessing it is for guys like KJ, you know, guys that, you know, like myself, guys like Jeremiah Masoli, Matt Nichols, like, just anybody in the league, man, we all have, you know, things wrong with our bodies, and it's just whether or not these guys decide to take advantage of it, you know. And that's just kind of my mindset right now, is just, you know, buckle down and, you know, get my body to a place that it's never been. You know, this is the one chance I have to do that, you know, to really prepare myself for the next 4 to 5 years of playing, rather than just thinking about, you know, like, typically you work out in off season, you're like, well, let me just get healthy enough for the season, and I can maintain during workouts during the season. Yeah, but now you've got a kind of chance to transition your body into a new phase if you take it seriously. So, you know, I think that's the way I'm looking at it. I'm sure a lot of players are, because that's the athletes that we have in the CFL, and I think it'll make for an exciting year.
Bull Levi Mitchell of the Stampeders is with us, and I want to follow up on something you said a couple of minutes ago about, you know, the blame throwing around, and because I thought that was a really important way of looking at it. But I also, before we do that, I want to follow up on what Will just asked you, the last time that you were healthy. But when's the last time that you can honestly say that you're probably going to go more than a calendar year without taking hits, without, you know, tossing the ball as routinely as you have? Like, are we talking back to Pop Warner days in Texas, the last time that you have gone a full year without playing like this?
Yeah. I mean, I've never not been a starter since, you know, like, seventh or eighth grade. And, I mean, really the only time is probably 2012 when I first got here, and I'm backing up, you know, Drew and Kev. I mean, still taking hits every game, you know, doing short yardage quarterback things. But, I mean, this will be the first time ever in my life. So, you know, it's a chance to, you know, take advantage of it and get your body in a place, in a good place. But, you know, I think everybody, player-wise, like, they're going to think about their future. And, you know, hey, you know, what like, John Cornish, you know, you just never know when your career is over. So I think a lot of guys are going to say, you know, hey, I need to start talking to businesses and things around Calgary, connections that I have, and maybe put in an internship. Just to find out if that's something that I do want to do in the future. So, you know, that's kind of my plan, is to, you know, not be a bum and just, like, kind of sit around, but get out there, work out, you know, do something, you know, to progress my future, whatever that might be, you know, and just try to, you know, make sure that, you know, you're staying active and keeping the mind healthy, instead of just kind of taking this mindset, you know, okay, I have a year until football happens again. You know, it's just not the right way to look at it for me.
Well, and I'm curious about that. Like, How hard, because you're taking the approach that's important and looking on the bright side and not letting this get you down and start to send you down a bad thought spiral, which I think is part of, and I think you've talked about this many times, like, that's part of what has made you as successful as you've been throughout your entire career. But how difficult is it to look on the bright side and not start to think about worst case scenarios, and how much do you think other players are having those same difficulties?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, everybody's in their own unique situation. You know, guys that, you know, veterans in the league that maybe, you know, maybe like, you know, like a John Bowman, you know, a guy that was maybe teetering on the side of deciding whether or not to play again, and give it one last year. You know, maybe a guy that his body's kind of going the opposite way he wants to, and he was only going to give it one more year. You know, that this might make that decision for them. You know, then you've got guys on the other side that are just young and hungry, and, you know, they're going to work out every single day and then hopefully do it the right way, not, you know, overdo it themselves. But I think the hardest part is probably knowing that you have so much time and seeing, you know, if guys are taking, you know, too much time off, and then, you know, kind of falling out of that motivational period. Like, you know, for me, it's just, you know, try to use it as a motivation that, you know, it's a blessing for you, as bad as it is for, you know, a lot of people and even, you know, Ira Wallace as well. I mean, everybody out there, but, you know, me, like some other guys, I was lucky enough to get a signing bonus this offseason. So I wasn't, you know, someone that was, you know, as worried about the financial side of it, but, you know, it takes to, you know, now 12 months without a paycheck will hurt anybody. So I think, it's just try to be smart with what you're doing, you know, with your body wise, mental wise, and use it to really just get yourself ahead of, you know, in life where you could possibly be otherwise.
You talked about not tossing around blame and how there's no pamphlet for how any league, especially a league like the CFL, deals with a completely unprecedented and once in a lifetime pandemic. So take me into the shoes of being the leader of a football team. Let's be honest. You're the quarterback. You're the guy who is looked to as the leader on the Stampeders. How have you been a leader the last few weeks, and what has the message been and the conversations been like with your teammates here?
Well, I mean, I've just kind of taken them individually. You know, as guys have come to me, I haven't really reached out in the sense of, you know, telling guys, hey, stay positive, you know, do this, do that, because it's just not my place to say. Because, again, it's just so much different than any other league as far as, you know, guys that are making a certain amount of money, you know, and trying to tell them, like, hey, make sure you're still working out and ready for the season to go. And, you know, their thought is to put food on the, you know, their family's plates and keep a house over their head, you know, while they're in the States when they haven't been making a paycheck when they would otherwise normally be making one right now. So, you know, if those guys are having to go out and work full-time jobs, then there's no place for me to tell them they need to be working out and being ready for a season that I have no idea is happening. You know, so I just tried to stay as educated as I could on what was happening in the situation. I know the coaches were doing a good job of just communicating with guys and letting them know kind of where they felt like things were at. I know our staff is always honest with us on, you know, as far as if they think a season's going to happen and where they think it's moving positive, negative-wise. So, you know, I'm just trying to be the right guy I can and do the right thing leader-wise. But, you know, sometimes the best thing to do as a leader is to kind of take a step back and let guys make decisions for themselves instead of telling them how to act.
Bull Levi Mitchell of the Calgary Stampeders with us this afternoon on The Big Show, Will.
Bull, what does this do, I guess, for your group workouts? I mean, Pat mentioned a handful of you guys down at McMahon the last little bit. What does that do? Do you continue that? Do you obviously, you know, want to stay ready as great as possible? Not everyone's able to stay in Calgary, as you mentioned, financially. Maybe that moves them elsewhere. But what does it do for your group workouts?
You know, to be seen, I guess. I mean, hey, every, you know, the Calgary Sports Entertainment Group has to go through and decide, you know, what staff they're going to keep around for the next 6 to 9 months. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things we just don't know. That's not like a message coming from them or anything. That's just my assumptions of, you know, are they going to keep around weight room guys, training room guys, you know, everything like that when there's not very many people here to be training, and are these guys going to be showing up for workouts anyways when they've got to now go get a job? So, you know, to me, it's just more individualized. You know, I've got weights in my house, so me and the wife will be in there working out, just trying to get ready and doing things that I can to, you know, get my body where I need to be and getting my throwing coach out here, getting on the field next to me. You know, just doing a lot of footwork thing wise. I've already got a lot of, you know, coaching points from Mueller, you know, since he took over, things that he wants to see fixed, and same with Pat being the new coordinator, you know, things he would like to see me change and improve on. And, you know, I think I'd be an idiot if I didn't take their advice and continue to try to get better. So, you know, as far as group workouts, we'll see how that goes and how that plays out. But I'll always welcome guys to my house to work out and try to get them together as much as I can. But, you know, it's going to be tough. It's a, you know, as Trudeau always said, even though I hated how many times he said it, they're unprecedented times, but it is true. You know, we're in a time that we don't know what's happening, what the future holds. So we'll do our best to, you know, keep your heads above water and just stay smart.
Pulls the behind the curtain a little bit, Bo. What are your conversations, if any, been with your head coach the last couple of days?
I mean, short, you know, I think we were both kind of in the dark a little bit. You know, I think this has really been a commissioner, owner to PA rep, you know, type of conversations that have been going on a lot. And, you know, what owners have been sharing what with their head coaches, I don't know, around the entire league. You know, Dave has given me, you know, tidbits here and there, just if he feels like things are moving towards a positive direction, negative, same for my agent. You know, it's just, you know, nothing concrete from any guy thinking that it was happening or not happening. It was just, you know, hey, it sounds like it's happening. Things are moving positively. Next day, maybe not so much. Next day, going back to positive. You know, so there was just never nothing really to share. But, yeah, just kind of small conversations here and there.
Any thoughts about the future of the Bow Show? Are we going to get some guest appearances during the NFL year or what?
Well, now I got to see if they'll pay me more, I guess. I'll be there. I'll be there full time, like you guys, 8 hours a day, talking about hockey, every other sport. But I have no idea, man. I'd love to do it again, but you know, we'll see. I mean, I don't know what sport they want me on there talking about. So if the NFL gets going and it's looking good, I'm gonna get on there and talk some football. But until then, we'll see.
You can always come on and talk about those cheaters from Houston, you know.
Oh man. I don't know what you're talking about. We still have a ring, don't we?
That's right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, they didn't take that banner. That's right. That's right. Banners fly forever, right, Bo?
Hey, I do feel terrible about Altuve just batting horrible. And he's asking to move down the lineup, and I was like, oh, man. It's not a good look. It's not a good look at all. But, hey, did y'all see Zach Greinke the other day?
No.
So Zach Greinke starts tipping his pitches every pitch to let the batter know what he's throwing, and he only let up one run. They won 5-1. So the media asked him, you know, hey, why, you know, what was that? Why are you doing it? He's like, well, I'm just trying to prove that just because you know the pitch doesn't mean it's easy to hit.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I thought that was ballsy.
Yeah, that is ballsy. How's you're still in Calgary? Like, is the plan full time here throughout the next 6, 9, 11 months, however long it is until football is getting played? Is that the plan for you?
Yeah, I'm going to try to, you know, talk to some connections that I have and look at business opportunities just as far as staying in Calgary and making some ends meet, you know, just to be smart, not dip into your, you know, savings and investments and all that. So I'd like to stay around and try to do something like that. My wife's got a gig that she does, cheering and coaching, doing private lessons and things like that. So our plan is to stay here for sure. But, you know, we'll make our way down to the lake, down in Lake Chelan where we got married at, spend some time down there. But, yeah, plans to be here full-time and just stay in Calgary. You know, if anything, shoot, man, do some community work and get some positive vibes going in the city.
It's good to hear. Family's all good and safe in Texas too?
Yeah, they are, man. Texas, South Carolina, Georgia, they're kind of all over. But, yeah, man, everybody's been safe and healthy. You know, I hope everybody has health. You guys, everybody's families out there are doing well and recovering from everything and staying safe, man. It's definitely, a weird time, but, you know, be smart out there and take care of everybody.
Bo, really appreciate the time and the honest comments. I don't know who would have been better anywhere across the country to talk to about today than you. Enjoy the rest of the summer, my friend. And honestly, I mean this 100%. I cannot wait to see you and the rest of your teammates back on the field at McMahon as soon as humanly
except
possible. Except Clue.
Same.
Yeah. No Clue.
Same. Same, boys. Appreciate you guys, man. Appreciate y'all having me on. We'll have to get out for a round of golf or something. Kick it, grab a beer, whatever it might be.
Yep.
All right, boys.
Down for that. Thanks, Bo.